And I'm delighted to have in the studio with me Margot Walsh from Surrey Libraries. Hello, Margot.
Hi, Graham.
How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. It's great to be back to be running this competition with Brooklands Radio again.
Thank you very much. Yes, a year ago we launched our Reading Aloud competition for the first time. Had some great entries and a marvellous winner, didn't we?
It was fantastic last year, Graham. And you know, thank you on behalf of Surrey Libraries for everything that you guys have done for us. It was a great year. We had nearly 50 nominations from people all across Surrey. People that read to children and to adults, but also children reading and adults reading. And we really, truly loved listening to the 10 shortlisted recordings that led to our Christmas reading.
Great. Okay, well, we're doing it all over again. I know it's going to be bigger and better. So can you just explain then exactly how we're doing it this year?
Yeah, as you say, it is going to be bigger and better. We are hopeful that we will get many more nominations this year. We would really like that to happen, so please get your nominations in, guys. And we'd like to have a wider range of people as well. We'd like to have more people, particularly who are reading to adults and groups of adults, maybe in care home settings and in hospitals, that kind of thing. The best new thing is that we do have permissions to record and then podcast the readings of the shortlisted candidates, and that will allow us to have a public vote in November towards the beginning of December, where members of the Surrey public can listen to the readings, enjoy it in the same way as we did last year, and tell us who they think is best and should win the competition.
That's a great idea, isn't it? I know we're going to have them on our website and on the Surrey Libraries website too, to have a listen to. So that's
right.
Really good. Okay, and it can be then really stories for any age group, I guess.
Absolutely. We would like to hear right across the board from as many people as possible, from children reading to siblings, to adults reading to groups of adults, perhaps adults reading to groups of children or individually. We literally, there's nothing to prevent anybody from nominating somebody, just so long as they love hearing them reading out loud, whatever the circumstances.
I remember when my kids were young, I used to love reading stories to them at bedtime. Yeah.
Absolutely. It's a great way to unwind at the end of the day. It's also a great way for adults to unwind. There was some research a couple of years ago, and it came out the rest test, and it came out of that reading is one of the most restful activities people can take part in.
Oh, really?
And listening to reading has surely got to be even more restful than that. Yeah. So if you're needing to chill out at the start of the new school year, maybe have a think about listening to some reading. We've got great audiobooks in the library. If you can't make it into the library and you have a library card, you can get e-audiobooks and listen to things that way.
That's a good idea. And obviously we're hoping people are going to be quite expressive as they read and so on, and put a bit of something into it, make it engaging.
Absolutely. Certainly the people who were nominated last year had amazing expression. They really brought those stories alive. And I'm sure there's loads more people out there. So get those nominations in. We want to celebrate all that fantastic talent that's out there in Surrey.
All right, then. As you say, there's a lot of resource in the libraries as well to help you on your way with this.
Yeah. If you want to take advantage of listening to more reading, we have great events and activities in the library. We have rhyme times and story times for youngsters. We, at Weybridge Library, we have once a month story time for adults on the last Wednesday of the month.
I didn't realise that.
Becoming a very popular activity. Yeah. We have reading groups, we have a chatterbooks group for kids, and as I say, people can come in and borrow our audiobooks as well and listen to stories that way.
Great, okay. And I do know in various libraries around Surrey as well, you do get authors in coming talking about their work, don't you?
We do. We do. From time to time, we have authors coming in, and we have special author events, and those are all advertised on our website. We do have a really special one coming up in November. It's a crime writing festival, and it is called Body in the Library.
Ooh.
There'll be events across Surrey. Authors coming in, talking about their books, talking about their writing, some writing workshops. So really great opportunity to listen to more things about thrillers, if that's your particular genre.
Great idea. And I did read recently that sales of real physical books are going up as well, aren't they? And
I believe so.
I believe
also the e-books are still popular, but the physical ones have increased. Mm. But certainly from a library perspective, we're getting more and more books, all the e-books in. So again, people who don't have time to come into the library with busy working lives or the opening hours don't suit them, they can access as much reading as they would like on our digital resources, so e-books, e-audiobooks, also magazines, newspapers, international and national newspapers.
Oh, really? All there? Yeah.
It's all there. All you need, you can sign up for a library card online. The card will be posted out to you. You can then access all of the digital resources without having to come into the library at all.
I suspect a lot of people don't realise that exists.
I don't think they do. And bear in mind also, Graham, it's absolutely free to be a member of the library, and it's free as a library member to access these resources. So what's to lose?
And you can pop into any Surrey library. And I know even here and probably other ones, you can go book drop-off if you have borrowed a book and the library's closed. When you return it, you can just pop
it
through.
You can also, if you've borrowed a book from one library, you can return it to another library if that's more convenient. And you can arrange, if your library doesn't have a book you're looking for, you can arrange for that book to be brought to your local library for you.
Yeah, that sounds really good. Yeah. Are the facilities there? Plenty going on.
There's lots going on in the library. If your listeners haven't been into a Surrey library for a few years, we're all busy, I quite understand that. Do pop in and have a look. Libraries have changed a lot over the last few years, and there's more than just books. We have our computers now. We have free access to Wi-Fi. If your computer at home is broken down, we can help you out with getting printing done. There's so much in our libraries.
Right, a great source of information. So just let's go back to the Reading Loud competition again. Perhaps we can just go through a few of the key dates that are coming up.
Absolutely. So people that want to take part in this competition, they can go onto the Surrey Libraries website and look for our competition entry form, which they'll be able to find under the News and Events section, under title Special Events and Competitions. The Surrey Reading Aloud competition will be found under there. There's a link on that which will take you direct to the competition entry form, and nominations against that will close at midnight on Sunday the 14th of October.
So we start right now then nominating.
The entry form is live and ready to go, so people can start immediately. Right now they can, as soon as your radio programme has finished, Graham, they can be on our website. And they will also be able to find a link to that from the Brooklands Radio website, I believe, as well.
Yes, there will be, yeah, on our website as well. So that's from by the 14th of October, then you've got to have your entry in by midnight that day. Then I guess there's a shortlisting going on.
Yeah, there is. So the once we have all the nominations in, we will shortlist the nominations and we will select around 10 of those to send us a recording of them reading aloud so we can hear what they sound like. The closing date for that will be the 13th of November.
Right, so they've got to get their recording done by then. And I know they can either do it themselves, especially with smartphones these days, or quite happy to help here at Brooklands Radio if they want to come in and record here.
Yeah, we had quite a few people last year just record themselves on their smartphone, emailed it in to us. That worked very well. A few people came in and took advantage of the great opportunity of coming into your studios, Graham, and doing the recording that way. And I know those people really enjoyed that experience.
Yeah,
so that's an option.
Yes, so that's really an option. That okay. So once we've got our final 10-ish recordings, and they're going to be on the website, your website, and ours for people to listen to, and then they can vote for who they think's the best.
That's right. We will have a link on the website so that people can listen to the recordings and then immediately vote on whichever one they think is best. And that is how we will decide the winner this year.
All right. So voting then is up to
the 9th of December, midnight on Sunday the 9th of December. And with a following win, the winner will be announced on Monday the 10th of December.
Right, so we know who and we'll get them into the studio, I'm sure, for a chat and to also record for us a Christmas story to go out on Christmas Eve,
as we did last year. So having the announcement then, we'll give a couple of weeks for the winner to be able to come into the studios here to record the Christmas reading, and as you say, that will go out on Christmas Eve, which is what a fabulous way to end the competition.
Indeed, and there are prizes, aren't there, as well?
There are. The person who nominates the person who is good at reading aloud will get a £20 book voucher, and obviously the person who is so fantastic at reading will also get a £20 book voucher as well.
And be reading our Christmas story. So, well, thank you, Margot, so much for taking us through all that.
You're welcome. And can I just mention the full terms and conditions?
Oh, yes, do, yes.
Are on the competition entry form. And obviously, if you are nominating somebody, you really need to get their permission first. so that they understand what they're being nominated for on those deadline days as well. So please get permission before you put the nomination in.
Right, OK. That's a very good point indeed. And for those finalists who are reading short piece of work, we've got permissions for that, haven't we, as well, various types of stories to read.
We have, so that they can read either a full story or an extra up to 5 minutes in length. And we have permission from various authors and publishers so that we are able to podcast those readings so that the Surrey public can listen to all the fantastic skills that are right there.
Great. Well, it's going to be an exciting autumn, isn't it? Up to Christmas. We look forward to it. Likewise. Are you going to come back and keep us up to date?
Absolutely, yes. I hope to come back in probably towards the closing date just to let people know how we're getting on. And then, again, we'll speak when we've got the shortlisting and the winners.
Yeah, well, lovely to talk to you today, Margot, and we're looking forward to a great competition, even better this year.
Thank you very much, Graham. Looking forward to it.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.